Hey there. I was looking through the listing of volunteer desk pets, and I was wondering about this particular one right here. Is she still available, perhaps? Yes. Oh my god. That is music to my ears. She is fucking way too cute. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I have my ID on file and everything all set up under my tag. 433. Great. So, if you could let her know, and then actually if I could make a request, would you send her over in a sundress? Something very light print, kind of flowery, maybe a little baggy. Yep. Just something simple. I'll leave it to you guys. And no panties, either, if that's possible. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Well, this was the easiest conversation I've ever had here. I'm going to head home. And you just send me an email whenever I should expect her. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Coming, coming. Hello, how can I... Oh my god, you're so early. And they nailed the sundress. Hello. No, come on in. Come on in. Hi, I know that everyone does this differently, but I... Well, I laid out something for you. It's not all complete. Didn't expect you so soon. Here, have a seat. Yeah, coffee if you want some. I just like to take this time and kind of get to know you a little bit and also kind of explain what I'm looking for here. I know that I've already spoken to your bosses and everything, but... Well, anyways. I just think this whole desk pet situation is so incredible. I mean, what an incredible service connecting us. Anyways. I'm a professor at a local campus, and one of the problems that I've been having lately is, as I'm grading and the night winds on and on and on, there's sometimes some difficulty in staying awake. And also, I don't get to get out so much. That's where you come in. Here, come with me, come with me. You can bring your coffee. So, as you can see, yes, I know, it's a big office. Anyways, come around my desk. Here, see? I'll haul it out. I know. It's even got a little depressed area in the floor for you. I try to make it as comfy as possible, and I try to make... Oh, yeah. Feel free. Go on down there. Yeah, of course. Yeah, so the blankets and pillows are for you to use. There's a little monitor there, so you can watch whatever you want. You can stream it straight from your phone. Everything's all nice and comfy. There's a mini fridge around the corner. Obviously, you'll have to get up to go get it, but you don't need to leave the office, and that's the important part, right? And then my desk, I can... Well, here, let me show you. If I just... sit like this, I can lower it so that my hips are nice and low to the ground, and you can do what you do best, amongst other things. That I just like to use a little tap on the shoulder when the mood strikes, and I mean, if you're ready, I'm ready. Wonderful. Well, I'm gonna go get myself some coffee. You feel free to kind of make yourself comfortable, and we'll go from there. I've got a phone call at about 4 o'clock today, and I think probably able to find some time after that, perhaps. Wonderful. Looking forward to having you. Yes, I think next semester's class priority is something that does need to be discussed, but gentlemen, I have to admit there's something on my mind today that I would rather handle. No, I'm not trying to push this off so that we never resolve it. I just... Yes, we can deal with it now. Hey, let me just mute for one moment, if you don't mind, gentlemen. I'm going to get something real fast. Darling, it looks like we won't be able to start for just a little bit longer. Well, actually... Here, why don't you get me ready for when this phone call ends? Think you can do that? Yeah, come on, take it out. Get a good look at what you'll be taking care of for a while. Atta girl. Here, let me adjust the chair for you. There we go. Now, give that a little attention while I try to end this phone call. Got it? Good girl. Ah, gentlemen, yes. Thank you for being patient with me. Oh, I just readjusted my chair to get comfy. I find it a little bit easier to have meetings when I'm in this position. No, no, I would never say that these meetings are difficult. You know that. Now, anyway, as we were saying, I believe that the next semester's schedule of classes should look something... Sorry, my apologies. Should look a little more focused on what's easier for the students. Don't you all agree? Oh, fuck. A little less attention, don't you think? I mean, they're going to suspect something if I... No, I'm here. I'm sorry, is my camera broken? Here, how about now? Ah, good, that's better. No, I completely understand what you're saying and that the teacher's priorities come first, but we do have to think about the students. Their attention is the most important thing for us. I think we can all agree. No, I'm fine, I'm fine. I apologize if I'm not making sense. Maybe I'll... No, I'm okay. I'm all right, I promise. Here, let me try saying that again. I think that what the students think is important. The ways that they want to spend their time are perfectly valid, and I, for one, fully encourage and support the way the students spend their time, and it's important that we leave time for them to have their extracurricular activities. For example, some may practice more studies and sciences, where others may practice more hands-on skills. And it's important that we don't take their entire schedule. We should try to condense our classes so that they have time in the mornings, evenings, and afternoons, wherever they need to find their time. And for the classes that are required by everyone, it's important that we have many options so that they can take them when they need to. Oh no, I'm all right. I'm all right. In fact, I think I've said everything I need to say. I trust you gentlemen to make the correct judgment that I care about the students' interests. That is all I have to say. Gentlemen, have a wonderful rest of your day. Oh my God. Stop that. Stop that. Now, dear. When I'm holding you by the neck, you say nothing, okay? No, I'm not mad. I'm not mad. This is just how I take care of my pets. Oh, you have got me all sorts of worked up, you know that? I have to say, I thought you'd be a little bit more hesitant to dive straight into things. I like to take our first session and make sure that everybody understands what we want from each other, but I seem to know exactly what you want. You want that validation, don't you? You want that praise. You want to be a good girl for me, don't you? Oh, yes, you do. I saw in your biography that little check mark next to service kink. You love just feeling needed, don't you? Well, darling, I have a very particular need. Don't strain against my hand. When my hand is on your neck, you listen. My need is related to that sundress that you're wearing. You see, I have a very particular kink. One that I love to live out any way that I can. I like to remain clothed while we just inch that sundress up your hips and bury myself as deep as I can go inside you, watching it vanish into your pretty pussy and then letting the dress fall back down. You can just lay there, watch your shell, and I can slowly rock my hips back and forth, grading my papers and taking care of my affairs, while every inch of me stays warm inside you, nice and clothed. What do you say to that, And when it's all said and done, we don't need to do any cleanup. I like to watch it drip. I like to see the stain that it leaves. You don't mind that, do you? You can be a good girl for me, can't you? Good. Now, when I let go, I want you to turn around, hike up your dress for me, and slowly back up a little bit, right until you're hold. touches my head. Understand? Good girl. Now get to it. Oh, I knew I picked the right toy. You're so good, you know that. So many desk pets want to be bratty and just enjoy the benefits, but you really get it, don't you? That I'll take care of you and give you this adorable little place to sleep and rest and relax. As long as you keep me empty and happy. Now, back it up just like I asked. Come on now. Atta girl. Nice and wet already, aren't you? Ugh. God, you're divine. Now then, let's get this started, don't you think? Now, I'm going to do the work here, and you're just going to sit still, like a hole for me. Do you understand? Good. I have lots to be doing today. I can't be distracted by a perfect little desk pet wiggling her hips at me. Now then, why don't we see exactly how well I fit? Oh, fuck, I made the right choice. Oh, a little more, darling. A little more. Oh, fuck, I fit perfectly, wouldn't you say? No moving. There we go. Now, pull your sundress over. There we go. Nice and easy. Atta girl. And see, now no one would know. I could sit you up on my lap. You could ride me while I work. You can stay down there and watch your... Fuck, I can't help myself. You feel too good. What was I saying? You could watch your favorite show. Well, I just dump load after load into your pussy. That doesn't seem so bad, does it? That's what a good desk pet does. They get pumped full of cum, pat on the head, and set back to their station. Fuck. You know, I was planning on having you swallow most of them, but with a pussy this divine, perhaps we can find a time to make sure that this gets plenty of attention. Fuck. Shit. Enough. I have another phone call I have to take. Which means you are going to sit there and make sure that your hips stay on mine. No moving, no doing anything crazy. Alright, now behave. Hello, yes. You must be the new TA that'll be assisting me in class this semester. Yes. No problem at all. Take your time. I know that I called it a silly and opportune time. Nothing. I'm fine. Here, give me one moment. I'm going to mute my mic and take care of something real fast. What the fuck do you think you're doing? Huh? Do you think you're being cute? Here, why don't I show you what being cute gets you? Oh, yeah. You like that? You like getting fucked? I am taking care of business, and your job as a desk pet is to take care of me, and I've already given you the fucking instructions. So don't tempt anything. I don't care if you feel good. I build you this perfect little place to relax, think about nothing, and enjoy your day for all of the... Fuck, your pussy is too good. I built you this little place to enjoy yourself, so that I may enjoy you, and when this call is over, I am going to keep grabbing you by the hips like I am right now, and I am going to pump you full of cum, but until then, sit the fuck still. Now then. Hello, can you hear me? Oh, so sorry about that, I was just taking care of something. Oh, no. Just, dealing with a student that can't follow directions. So anyways, I was thinking, for this upcoming class, I'm so sorry. Things seem to keep going wrong. I must admit, I feel a little under the weather. In fact, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and delay our phone call, if you don't mind. Can I call you back in, say, 10 minutes? I appreciate you. Yes, no problem at all. In fact, while we're doing this, why don't you consult with the syllabus and I will go ahead and make sure that we're on the same page from now on. Yes, I think it's important that you and I understand each other in this arrangement. Great. I will call you back soon. What in the fuck do you think you're doing? Ugh, stop. Stop. No more hip wiggling and shaking. No more grinding. If you're going to be bad, then I have to punish you, don't you think? What could be a more fit punishment than not giving you what you want? I could shove your ass off of me right now and stuff the hem of this sundress into your little pussy until this phone call's over. But that wouldn't be any fun, would it? No. I asked for you because I want to cream pie you in this sundress. I want to fucking empty my balls down your throat when I snap my fingers. I want you to be the desk pet that I keep for a very, very long time. I can envision lots and lots of good memories together. And judging by the way that you're wrapped around me and shaking your hips, I think you agree. So why don't we go ahead and give you what you need just this once? I will fill you up if you promise to behave yourself. And right after I come, you're gonna clean me off. Got it? Good girl. Now then, you've promised, and I've promised. So it's time that I followed through on mine, don't you agree? Yes. I think now's a great time to fill up my desk pet. Fuck. You feel so fucking good. Oh, I know I picked the right desk pet when I picked you. And the way you look in that sundress, no less. Oh, fuck. I can't wait to be on this meeting and look down at you polishing me off. Licking all the cum off for me. Knowing that every little drop of my cum is leaking out of you. Fuck, you'll be so pretty. Fuck. I should warn you now. I don't just come once a day. No, no. Oh, I intend on using you plenty. You can handle that, can't you? You're gonna be a good girl for me. Offer me up your holes. Take care of me like I request. Oh, it's only fair with how good care I'll take of you, no? Oh, I think that's a fair exchange. Oh, fuck. Fuck, your pussy's so good. And you look so fucking good in this dress. I can't get over it. Oh, between my legs, like a little fucking personal toy for me to use. Oh, this is everything. Fuck. Oh, I'm gonna get on a phone call with this fucking TA. And they're gonna have no idea that there's a beautiful woman licking me clean in her perfect little bed, nice and comfy. Oh, don't you think that'll be fun? You will be our little secret. They won't know. They won't know that you're right here the entire time. Oh, God. Fuck. How lucky am I to have someone like you taking care of me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Ugh. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, there's your first cream pie. Little pet, there you are. Oh, fuck. Oh, you took it so well for me. Good girl. Good girl. Let that sit in there. Oh, would you look at that? My new TA is even more punctual than I expected. They're waiting for me in the call. Should I tell them that I need more time? Or do you know what you're supposed to do? That's right, nod for me. Bring that head around. Clean me up while I figure out what to do. Oh, darling. You and I will become so close. What a fun semester we'll have together.